Mitzvah Sfirasa Omer is not really described in the Mishnayos, but it finds its source in the Gemara Menachos on Daf Samach Vav. The Gemara says, Amar Abaye, Mitzvah Lemimni Yomi, Mitzvah Lemimni Shavui. Abaye says, Mitzvah Lemimni Yomi is a mitzvah to count days and weeks. Svartim Lachem, Mimochras HaShabbos, Miyom Aviachem Es Omer HaTnufa, Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos Tiyena. Pasuk says Sheva Shabbosos Tumimos, you have to count Sheva Shabbosos. Ad Mimochras HaShabbos HaShviyos Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Mitzvah to count Yomim. Abaye says there's a mitzvah to count both Yomim and Shavuos. Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi, Manu Yomi Umanu Shavui. Rabbanan de Beir Ravashi followed Abaye's lead. They counted both Yomim and Shavuos. Amemar Manu Yomi Velo Manu Shavui, Omar Zeche LeMikdashu. Amemar disagreed. He counted only days and not weeks, because he says, Sviyasa Omer, Bizman HaZeh is a Zeche LeMikdash, and therefore he only counted days. Amemar clearly assumes that Sviyasa Omer Bizman HaZeh is only a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Why? Well, because the Pasuk says, Miyom Aviachem Es Omer HaTnufa, that the mitzvah of Sviyasa Omer is connected to the Korban HaOmer. Amemar felt that since we don't have a korban ha'omer b'zman hazeh, we don't have a beis hamikdash, we can't bring a korban, we don't bring a korban, so therefore sfiras ha'omer itself is only going to be the rabbanan. It's not the oraisa. And as a result, Amemar felt that there's no need to count both days and weeks. It's enough to count days. That's how Rashi understands Amemar. Amemar mani yomei v'lo shavuei, omar haimin yonah dahash dolav chovahu, doleka omer, elazecha l'mikdash ba'almahu. It doesn't mean it's not a chova, it's a mitzvah derabbanan, it's a din derabbanan zeichel amikdash, but it's not a chiyuv d'oraisa. Hilkav b'yomei sagi. Therefore, Amemar felt that b'yomei sagi, it's enough to count days. You don't need to count weeks. There won't be a problem with counting the weeks, but there's no need. No need, just do a little mitzvah, do part of the mitzvah. At least count days, you don't have to count weeks. The Brisker Rav in his Shiurim suggests that maybe Amemar felt that dafka, you should count days and not weeks, because when he says Zecher LeMikdash, what does that mean, Zecher LeMikdash? Maybe it means that it's a Zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The counting of Sfiras HaOmer nowadays reminds us that we don't have a Korban HaOmer. There is no Mitzvah D'Oraisa, he says. So what are we counting for? We're counting to remind ourselves we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we can't bring the Korban HaOmer. It's a Zecher to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So maybe he felt that B'dafka, to have a zeichel of Churban Beis HaMikdash, one should count less than you normally count Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kain. Count only Yomim and not Shavuos. Not that you don't need to count the Shavuos. You shouldn't count the Shavuos, says the Brisker Rav. That's perhaps what Amemar felt. That you shouldn't count the Shavuos because you should show that it's a zeichel to the Churban Beis HaMikdash. You should do the mitzvah differently. Dafka, you should do the mitzvah differently to show that we can't fulfill the mitzvah of Ishlei Musa. We can't fulfill it in its complete form. So that's a Amemar sheet. Amemar holds Zecher LeMikdash, it's only the Rabbanan, and therefore you count Yomim and not Shavuos. The question is, what do Abaye and Rabbanan, the Beir of Ashi, hold? They argue, they say that Manu Yomim and Manu Shavuos. So what do they hold? So there are two ways that you can understand this sheet. One is to say that Rabbanan, the Beir of Ashi, and Abaye hold that Sfiras HaOmer, even Bezman HaZeh, is a mitzvah d'oraisa. And that's why they claim that the mitzvah, the cheftza shel mitzvah, doesn't change. This, it's the same ma'isa mitzvah, just like Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, when Sfiras HaOmer is the ra'isa, you count Yom and Shavuos, so too. Bizman HaZeh, you count Yom and Shavuos, because the mitzvah never changed. The mitzvah never changed. This is how the Ran understands the Rambam. The Ran, on the Chav Chesam and Aleph in Psochim, right? The Inyonim of Sfiras HaOmer are quoted in the Rishonim at the end of Psochim, in the Rosh and the Ran. So the Ran has a long discussion over here. He talks about Amemar. Amemar lo hava mani shvuei u desvir le dezech lemigdash ba'amah hu lufiko chayapot ratzu min ha-shvuos. Aval ina chabon, and this is the Ran on Daf Chav Ches Amad Aleph and Daf Erif in the old versions. The first one on the line is Atzma, somewhere in the middle of Mechayvin, right? That the Bramasol and Mechayvin. So Amemar holds it's a zeichel lemikdash. Lefikach hayapot ratzu min hashvuos. Aval inach rabbanan, says the Ran. What do the rabbanan, the Beir of Ashi and Abaye hold? The avumani yom eshvuay. The kaim lekavasai. And we paskel like them. It's yochid v'rab malach v'rabim. So the Ran sviraluhu the bizman hazeh daraisa. They hold that sviras HaOmer is still daraisa bizman hazeh. So if it's still deraisa, then the chepta shel mitzvah doesn't change. Just like you have to count yamim and shvuos bizman shemes mishkaim, so to bizman hazeh. And this says the Ran is what the Rambam holds. The Rambam Menuchas Tmidim Musafim in Perek Zayin Alocha Chav Beis. This is in the packet on page 2. Rambam says mitzvahs asay lispar sheva shabbosos tmima biyom avo asomer shnemer svaritim lachem mimachres hashabbos. There's a mitzvah to count sheva shabbosos tmimas. Umitzvah limnos hayomim im hashvuos shnemer tisbur chamishim yom. Rambam counts the mitzvah. Mitzvah saseh, it doesn't say it's a derabbanan, tikkun chachamim, zeichel hamikdash, nothing. Mitzvah saseh, it's clear from the Rambam that it's a deraisa. So zok the Ran, why does the Rambam paskins for yosam deraisa? A meimer held it zeichel hamikdash. The answer is he paskins like the Rabbanan, the Beravashi, and the Bay. That's what the Ran quotes. Avala Rambam, kosa bilchas, beperek ches, milchas tvidum, musafim, mayas, it's perek zay. He's referring to Halacha Chav Dalid. After he counts mitzvahs asay list b'sheva shabbos v'smimos and Halacha Chav Beis, he says in Halacha Chav Dalid, mitzvahs al kol ishmi Yisrael b'chol makom v'chol zman v'nashim avadim p'turim, etc. Okay, but it's a mitzvah al kol ishmi Yisrael b'chol makom v'chol zman. So b'chol makom v'chol zman is mashmi even b'zman she'im esam mikdash kaim, it's still deraisa. So that to that the Ran says, even though Amneimar says that Tzvira Somer is a Zechel HaMikdash, but since the Rabbanan Debar Ravashi and Abaya argue, V'kaimul and Kavasayu, he says, so the Rambam claims that Tzvira Somer is the Raisa. That's why we count Yomim and Shavuos, because we hold that the Chepta Shel Mitzvah is the same. Since the Mitzvah is exactly the same, it's still the Raisa, even Bizman Hazeh. Okay, this is one way to understand the Machlokas. So according to this approach, what the Rabbanan Debar Ravashi and Abaya hold, is that Sfira Sa'omer is not dependent on the carbon. Must not be dependent on the carbon. If it would be dependent on the carbon, so then how could it be the Raisa? We don't have a carbon bisman as then. What are they assuming, clearly? That Sfira Sa'omer is not dependent on the carbon, but rather it's dependent on the Zman. Right? It's dependent on Tez Zayin B'Nisan. Mi'om aviachem es omer hatnufa, from the day that you bring the carbon, what does that mean? From Tez Zayin B'Nisan. So even though the Torah does mention the carbon, but it's not linking Sfira Sa'omer to the carbon per se, it's linking it to the Zman of Tezayin. So the Rambam says, the same Zman of Tezayin Benisa that we have, Bizman Shebeis HaMidrash Kayim, we have Bizman Hazeh too. So if Bizman Shebeis HaMidrash Kayim, it could have been the Sfira Sa'omer was a Daraisa, so Bizman Hazeh, it could be Daraisa as well. Okay, this is one approach to the Machlokas Amaroyim. But there's another way to look at the Machlokas Amaroyim. What do the Rabbanan Debar Ravashi and Abaye hold? Maybe they agree with Amema. Maybe they agree that Sfira Sa'omer really is only Zeichel HaMikdash Bizman Hazeh. Maybe it's only the Rabbanim. So why do they count both Yomim and Shavuos? The answer is Poshet. They hold called the Tikkun Rabbanim, can't the Raisa Tikkun. Even if Sfira Sa'omer is only the Rabbanim, but why should the Chachamim make a new Chepta Shel Mitzvah? If Sfira Sa'omer is Yomim and Shavuos Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim when it's the Raisa, so it should be Yomim and Shavuos when it's the Rabbanim too, called the Tikkun Rabbanim, can't the Raisa Tikkun. We always find Chazal a misaken mitzvah similar to the deraisa, so why should it be any different? So what's the machlokas? A member didn't realize called the tikkun rabbanan can deraisa tikkun. So l'chor, according to this approach, what you have to say is the machlokas amaroyim is how to understand the zechel hamikdash over here. Should we say that Sfira Sa'omer is a takana derabbanan? The time of the takana is zechel hamikdash, but because of that time, Chazal were acting misakin a full takana derabbanan. And if Chazal are misakin a full takana derabbanan, so then you have to do the same mitzvah. You have to count Yom and Shavuos, just like the mitzvah deraisa. The same chepta shel mitzvah exists in the derabbanan. But the other way to look at it is that maybe the zecher l'migdash Sfira Sa'omer is what? It's just a zecher ba'alma. Maybe the tam atakana is not just the tam, but it's the gedera atakana too. That it's not a takana drabbanan v'chol, it's just a zecher ba'alma. Moshe l'kach, we talked about at great length. Korech, what is korech? Zecher l'mikdash gehillah, what does that mean? Does it mean chazal m'sakein, just a zecher ba'alma, to take the matzah and the marah together? It's not really a takana drabbanan, it's just a zecher ba'alma. Do we say no? That it's a takana drabbanan? Ken deraisa, it's a real takana drabbanan. So he said there's a lot to discuss. The Rambam seems to say it's only a Zecher Ba'alma in Korech, Maramni Prague. has something similar. Maybe Tosus on Kuf Tezayin argues. We talked Kuf Tezvav argues. Talked about this at great length. Nafgamina for Hefsik, maybe for Hefsik. Can you be mafsik between the bracha l'achilas matzah and the korech? If it's just the zeicha, then you could be mafsik. But if it's a takana d'rabbanan, how can it be mafsik? It's a hemshech. So the same shaila can be raised about Sviya Sa'omer, even if you say that it's a zeicha l'migdash. The question is how to understand that zeicha l'migdash. Is it just a zeicha ba'alma, or is it a takana d'rabbanan? If it's a takana d'rabbanan, then call the tikkun rabbanan can't arise. The tikkun, maybe you should take account, both yam and shvus. If you hold it's just a zeicha ba'alma, so then, maybe it's enough just to count the Yomim and not to count Shavuos. So, this idea that those who paskin that you count Yomim and Shavuos, it's because they hold that the Zeicha LeMikdash is really a Takara D'Rabbanan called the Tikkun Rabbanan can't arise a Tikkun. So that's what the Bir Agor writes. Bir Agor and Shulchan Aruch. This is in the packet, packet 35, on page 4. This is in Bir Agra and Simin Tov Pei Tes of Katan Tes. In the new Friedman Shulchan Aruch, they have Sifei Katan. In the old Bir Agra, they don't have Sifei Katan. It's a lot harder to find. But here it's Sif Katan Tes. He says, V'rambam v'ravya svira lehu d'svira b'zman hazeh d'araisa v'ava gavdam hem esvira leishu d'rabbanan Rabbanan d'ravashi v'rova, I think he means Abaye, v'rova d'svira lehu k'abaye Alkarchok svira lehu shu daraisa. Okay, the other Amarim hold that svira sam is daraisa. Aval hatos v'svira lehu. That's the Rambam. Aval hatos v'svira lehu the lo pligia le tosvis and rov mefarshim as the Ran says. Tosvis holds that svira sam is bezman hazeh only drabonan. So what do they hold? Svira lehud lo pligi alei. They hold that the Rabbanan, the Beir of Ashi and Abaye don't argue against the Meimer. They also agree that it's zeich lemigdash. Shala afshu the Rabbanan mikol makom called the tikkun Rabbanan bechulei. Called the tikkun Rabbanan can't arise a tikkun. So if called the tikkun Rabbanan can't arise a tikkun, then we keep the chepzah shel mitzvah. Svira sa'omer v'zman hazeh. Even if it's the Rabbanan, you still have to count yomim and shvuos. Okay, this is the other approach. Other approach that the Machlokas Amarayim is about the nature of the Zeich LeMikdash, but really everyone holds that Sfira Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is only the Rabbanan. This is what the Ran writes B'Shem Rov Mefarshim, earlier in the Ran. Later in the Ran, he explains the Rambam, but earlier he explains the Rov Mefarshim. The Rov Mefarshim askim him the Sfira Sa'omer Achshad Lek Avav Velo Karban Ein Ela Mid Rabbanan Ba'alma Zeich LeMikdash Kida Omer Amemar Hasam Zeich LeMikdash Ba'alma. Says the Ran, Rov Mefarshim hold that Sfira Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is only Rabbanan, like Amemar says, Zeich LeMikdash. Zeich LeMikdash. And that's what the Rosh quotes. The Rosh quotes from the Ri. He talks about the case of Safek, but he says it's only a Sfeik of the Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh. What do you mean it's only a Sfeik of the Rabbanan? Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah d'araisa. No, the Ri holds that Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah d'Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh. Amemar says that it's a Zeich LeMikdash, and that's the way that we paskin. Well, that's the way that we paskin against Rabbanan the Beir of Ashi and Abaye? How can we do that? Amemar says that, but the other Amaram disagree. What's going on? The answer is that these Mefarshim, that the Ri, the Bali Tosus assume that the other Amaram agree it's a Zeich LeMikdash. They just argue about the nature of the Zeich LeMikdash. They claim that it's a real Takana Rabbanan. So because it's a real Takana Rabbanan, called the Tikkun Rabbanan, can't arise the Tikkun. And that's why we'll count even Yom Mishvuas Bizman Hazeh. Okay, these are the two ways to understand the Machlokas Amarayim in the Gemara Menachos. Questions. The problem with the Rambam is that if you say, according to the Rambam, Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah d'araisa, so then what are you assuming? That Sfira Sa'omer is not linked to the Karban, but rather it's linked to the Zman of Tezayim B'Nisan. So what's the issue? Where does the Rambam place this halacha? In Hilchas Tamidim Umusafim, in Halachas of Karbonis, it's Lechara Pel. It's a little difficult. If you want to tell me the Rambam holds that Sfira Sa'omer is dependent on time, it's dependent on the Zman, so we should put it in Hilchas Chametz Umatzah, whatever, some halacha related to Pesach. Tamidim Umusafim? What does it have to do with the Karbon? It's not linked to the Karbon, it's linked to the Zman, so what's the Rambam doing? The placement of the Rambam is difficult. If you assume that the Rambam links Sfira Sa'omer to the Zman, And that's presumably what you have to say, because if not, it can't be Daraisa. So what's the Rambam doing? But the truth is, the question is even more basic, because the Pasuk links Sfirasa Omer to the carbon. Miyoma viachemes Omer hatnufa. Okay, so you can start to dray a little bit. It really means miyom. It's only miyom, right? It's linked to the yom. Come on. The Pasuk can say Tezayin ben Nisan in an easier way. It doesn't have to mention the carbon. The fact that it says miyoma viachemes Omer hatnufa, that certainly seems to imply that Sfirasa Omer is linked to the carbon. It's just linking it to the yom, so then it should have said that it's linked to the yom. It should have said it in a simpler way. So why does the Pasuk have to phrase it in such a way? Presumably, there is some kind of linkage to the carbon. So the question is, how do we understand the Rambam Shita? The Rambam says, Sfirasa Omer b'zman hazeh daraisa. So we explained it's only linked to this man, but the Rambam himself, from his placement, it sounds like he is linking it a little bit to the carbon. And b'emes, the Pasuk seems to link it to the carbon. So you can't really explain the Rambam as saying that it's only linked to the Zman, because it's mamish against the Pasuk. So what's the Rambam Shita? Comes the Brisker Rav, and he suggests, b'shem his father, Reb Chaim, that maybe the Rambam actually links the mitzvah of Sfirasa Omer to both. Fundamentally, primarily, the mitzvah is linked to Zman, absolutely. But there is some kind of a connection to the carbon. There has to be some kind of a connection, because the Pasuk says something. So what is that connection? Chaim wanted to say that the Rambam holds that Sfirasa Omer is not linked to the Etzem HaKrovas HaKorban. Can't be. It's not linked to the bringing of the Omer itself. What's the raya to that? When do we count Sfira? When do we count Sfira each day? Anyone? I'm sorry? At night. We count Sfira at night. When are Karbanos brought in the Beis HaMikdash? Only by day. There is no Karban that's brought at night. So you can't say, claims Reb Chaim, you can't say that Sfirasa Omer is linked to the actual bringing of the carbon. That can't be, because then you couldn't count the previous day before the carbon was brought. The Ktzirasa Omer came before, but the Akravasa Omer is going to be the next day. So how can you say that Sfirasa Omer is linked to the Etzem Akravasa carbon? That can't be. So it must be, claimed the Rambam, that Sfirasa Omer really is linked to this man. It's really linked to this man. The only thing is, it has to be ro'oi for the hakrovas hakorban in order for Sfirasa Omer to be deraisa. It has to be ro'oi to be makrav the carbon. You don't actually have to bring the carbon. B'haraya, we count Sfirasa Omer at night even before the carbon is brought. So the mitzvah of Sfirasa Omer really is linked to the day. Primarily, it's linked to Yom Tezayin Benisan. But there's an extra t'nai. It's just a t'nai ba'alma. T'nai that has to be roi lahakrovas ha'omer, roi to bring the carbon ha'omer in order for the day to be mechayev you in the midst of Sfirasa Omer. That's the Shita Saranda. It's up to Chaim, and the Rambam holds that bizman hazeh, it's still roi to bring the carbon ha'omer. And that's why Sfirasa Omer bizman hazeh could be the rice. The Rambam holds that Sfirasa Omer really is linked primarily to the day, to Tezayim v'Nisan. But the Rambam holds there's an extra tanai, a tanai nosav, that there has to be roi to bring the carbon omer in order for it to be deraisa. And the Rambam says that bizman hazeh, it is roi to bring the carbon omer. You could bring the carbon omer. What does that mean, that it's roi to bring the carbon omer bizman hazeh? Reb Chaim pointed to a Rambam in Hilchas Dveis Abchira. This is the Rambam on page 3 in the packet. Zesha Asa Ezra Shtei Todos in Hilchas Beis HaBechir Perek Vav from Halacha Yudalet to Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam is talking about the Kiddush of the Beis HaMikdash. Is it still there even after the Churban? So he goes back to Kiddush HaShniyot, to the Kiddush Ezra at the second Beis HaMikdash. Zesha Asa Ezra Shtei Todos Zecher Hu Ezra didn't have to be Mekadesh the Mokom of the Beis HaMikdash. It was Kadosh Va'omeid. Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadesh the Mokom. But man, Iskatcha B'Kedusha Rishon Shekitcha Shlomo. Skipping down to Halacha Tezayin, why does he say that? The Rambam says that the Kedusha HaMikdash was not Batel. Kedusha Eretz Yisrael L'chora was Batel at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. So why wasn't the Kedusha of Yerushalayim in the Mikdash Batel? V'lama ani yomer v'mikdash v'Yerushalayim shekedusha Rishon ha'kedushasan la'osid lavo ubekdushas shar eretz yisrael leinyan shvius u'maisos u'chiyotze behen lo kitcha la'osid lavo. Why do I distinguish that kedushas eretz yisrael can be batel, that bizman churban by yisrael and kedushas eretz yisrael was batel, but kedushas yerushalayim was not batel? Dr. Rambam lefisha kedushas hamikdash b'yerushalayim mipnei hashchina u'shchina eina betel. Kedushas yerushalayim and kedushas mikdash, that's based on the kedusha of the shchina. The presence of the Shechina endowed these makomos with kedusha, and the Shechina is never batel. The Shechina is there. The bias might not be there, but the Shechina is there. So kedusha samakom is there. Kedusha samikdash still exists bizman hazeh, says the Rambam. Adds the Rambam in the middle in halacha tesvav lefikach makriv and akarbonas kulan avol bishayin sham bias banoi. Even if we don't have a bias, you don't have a bias amikdash, you could bring karbonas even bizman hazeh. Meaning, Kedushas HaMikdash is part of what you need, one of the tanaim that you need to bring karbanos. There are other tanaim. You need a kohen, you need big kahuna, there are other tanaim. But in terms of Kedushas HaMikdash, you can be makriv aval b'sha'im bayis, says the Rambam. There's nothing missing from Kedushas HaMikdash to prevent you from bringing karbanos, because Kedushas HaMikdash exists even bizman hazeh. It was never batel because the Shechina ain't a b'tayla. Dr. Chaim, that's the Rambam l'shitasa. The Rambam who says makriv l'afa b'shem bayis, that you still have kedushas based on mikdash b'mkoma. But the Rambam says that sfiras ha'omer can be daraisa even bizman hazeh. Why? Because the Rambam says fundamentally the mitzvah sfiras ha'omer is linked to the zman. It's not linked to the carbon. The only thing is there's a tanai ba'alma that has to be ro'i to bring the carbon for it to be daraisa, because the pasuk does say miyam aviyachem es omer atnufa, so there is a connection to the karban, not a fundamental connection, but just a tanai ba'alma. It's a conditional connection. But the Rambam l'shitas, the Rambam says makriv and avivish and bayis, the kedushas beis hamikdash still exists bizman hazeh. So therefore, sfiras ha'omer can be daraisa. Sfiras ha'omer can be daraisa even bizman hazeh. What do the Balei Tosfos say? If it's right to bring karbanos, so why shouldn't it be the Raisa Bizman Hazeh? Why shouldn't it be the Raisa Bizman Hazeh? So the Balei Tosfos must argue in one of two ways. Either Tosfos holds that Sfiras HaOmer is dependent on actual Hakrava before, that Sfiras HaOmer is linked directly to the Hakrava Sakarban. If you don't bring the Omer, it can't be the Raisa. Or Tosfos, you want to go a bit more deep, right, Tosfos could agree that you don't need akrava b'foel, but you need a chiyuv akrava. It's the chiyuv akrava's karban ha'omer that's mechayis sfiras ha'omer darais, right, min ha'torah. But if you don't have a chiyuv akrava, even if you're allowed to bring the karban, even if you have the kedushas ha'makom that enables you to bring the karban, that's not enough. The Balei Tosfos could hold one of two things. Either they say you need hakrava b'foel. Sfiras HaOmer is dependent directly on the carbon. What does that mean? It means that it's dependent on the hakrava sakarbon. So if you don't bring the carbon HaOmer, it can't be the raisa bizman hazeh. Or the Balei Tosfos could say, Enochanami, I agree with you that you don't have to bring the carbon b'foel, but you need a chiyuv hakrava. If you don't have a chiyuv hakrava, so then Sfiras HaOmer is not going to be the raisa. Bizman hazeh, of course, we don't have a chiyuv hakrava. There's no beis hamikdash. No beis hamikdash. You can't have a chiyuv to bring karbanos. Maybe you can bring karbanos. You have the potential to bring karbanos. You have the rishus to bring karbanos, because the kedushas hamakom is still there, but there's no chiyuv. So the Balei Tosfos says, if there's no chiyuv, then Sfiras HaOmer can't be the raisa. Because Sfiras HaOmer the raisa is linked to the karban. That's meant it's linked to the chiyuv hakrava. If you don't have a chiyuv hakrava, then there's no sfiras ha'omer daraisa. It's only going to be the rabban. This is the way that we can understand the machlokas harishonim, Tosfos and the Rambam, whether sfiras ha'omer is a mitzvah daraisa even bizman hazeh, it's only a mitzvah the rabban. Questions? Yes, Akiva. If the year is roi to bring the carbon, it's gzeras haposa that you count that way. That's what tzmivos means, right? Shabbat Shabbos tzmivos means that it has to be complete. What does it mean? It has to be complete. So the Gemara Menachos says that the simple understanding of that pasuk is that you got to count at night. So not even at the beginning of night, but count at night as opposed to only by day. Don't wait till the day. So because of Tumimos, we have a requirement, it's a Gezeras HaKosu, that you have to count at night. What you're basically asking, Akiva, is Reb Chaim proved from the fact that we count at night before we bring the Omer that the Rambam is right. So what's Tosfos going to respond to that? That's really the essence of your kasha. The Rambam proved that Sfiras HaOmer is not linked directly to the bringing of the Karban, because the Karban is only brought by day. It must be linked to the Zman. So the Bali Tosfos would say, no, the fact that we count at night, that's Gzeiras HaKosov, in terms of the timing of Sfira, it's supposed to be at night so that it will be Tumimus. But the reality is, it's connected to the Karban. That's what the Pasuk means. Miyom Aviyachem Esomer Atnufa. So yes, the words Miyom Aviyachem Esomer Atnufa tells me that Sfira Esomer is linked to the Karban. But Sheva Shabbos is Tumimus Tiyama, the extra word Tumimus tells me that you actually have to start before the Karban is brought. That doesn't take away from the linkage of Sfira Esomer to the Karban Akiva, right? That's apparently how the Bali Tosfos are gonna answer, and that's why they say Sfira Esomer is only the Rabbanan Bizman Hazeh. Efraim. That's a question for discussion. There's a whole discussion in the later Achronim if we can bring Karbanos nowadays. And they go through all the different Nekudas. The simple pshat is the Rambam is simply talking about Kedusha. You can really bring Karbanos without a Beis HaMikdash. There is Kedushas Makom, and that's what he's focusing on. How about the other Tanayim? Okay, so you have to talk about that. Does the Rambam hold that you need those Tanayim? Maybe you don't need the Tanayim according to the Rambam. But for our purposes, the fact that there's Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, Bezman HaZeh, that would still leave it. At this, they would leave it that Sfiras HaOmer is going to be Daraisa. That's how the Rambam understands. So we have a basic machlokas HaRishonim. Yes, I'm sorry. That Kedushas Yerushalayim is what? Not go into Yerushalayim because we're not tar with Tomei. And Tomei have to stay outside Yerushalayim. What Tameim have to say? If Tameimei stays out of the Makom Hashchina, so Makom Hashchina is the Beis Hamikdash. If you don't go into the Har Habayis, you're fine, right? The Mitzorayim, I'm sorry, Zavim have to stay outside of Shtei Machnas, and Mitzorayim have to stay out of all of the Machnas, right? So Zavim stay out of the Machne Leviyah as well, and Mitzorayim have to stay out of Machne Yisrael. So as long as you're not a Mitzorah, you're doing okay. So I think that shouldn't be a problem. We're allowed to come into Yerushalayim. You're going to go into the Rambam. Okay. So we have a Machlokas HaRishonim where the Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Zman, and that would make it still a Mitzvah D'Araisa, or is it linked to the Korban, and it's only a Mitzvah D'Rabban? So this question as to whether Sfiras HaOmer is linked to the Zman or linked to the Korban, so this can explain another Machlokas HaRishonim. I started to read that chelik of the Rambam, then I stopped because I didn't want to say too much. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tumidim Musafim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Chav Dalet, Mitzvah Zua Kol Ishmi Yisrael V'Chol Makom V'Chol Zman V'Noshim V'Avodim Pturim Mitzvah Sa'omer. The Rambam says that even though the mitzvah is a mitzvah Kol Ishmi Yisrael V'Chol Makom V'Chol Zman, Daraisa, even Bizman Hazeh, but Noshim HaPotah says the Kesef Mishnah, Mishum the Mitzvah say Shazman Grama. The Rambam holds Sfira HaOmer as the Mitzvah say Shazman Grama, therefore Noshim are going to be Pturus. The Ramban, in Kiddushim, in the Sugya of Mitzvah say Shazman Grama, on Daf Lamed Daled, the Ramban argues, seems to argue. The Rav was so troubled with this Ramban that he suggested maybe there's a different Girsa in the Ramban. But the Ramban seems to argue with the Rambam. What does the Ramban say? That the Tana lists mitzvah say shazman grama and mitzvah say shalo azman grama. The whole list of different mitzvahs. Some are zman grama, some are not zman grama. The Tana gives examples from Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis and Kedushin to Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph. The heavy yodea says the Ramban. The high Tana ki Tani ezo mitzvah say shazman grama kigon sukkah beizo mitzvah say shalo azman grama kigon mezuzah. Tana v'shir. He left out other mitzvahs. Left out other mitzvahs. Tana v'shia b'mitzvah say shazman grama shia tefillin v'chsev behedi de pturas u b'mitzvah say she'en azman grama shia tuva mora v'kovod more of a kavod avaim, noshim achayavos in that. Bikurim, chala, kisi adam, reishas agez, matonis, sviras haomer, prikatina, pidyon petach hamor, etc. The rov mitzvahs came. Ramban says in the count of mitzvah say shalo azman grama, the Tana left out sviras haomer. So in the previous versions it said samach ayin. So the rov was so troubled with this Ramban that he said maybe the girsa should be seder avodo, not sviras haomer. It's only samach ayin, it's not samach ayin. But in this Ramban, it's not even an abbreviation. So, right, I'm not even sure it is an abbreviation in the other Rambans. Just the Rav suggested maybe in the previous versions it was an abbreviation Samach Ayin, and they got it wrong. They thought it was Sfira Sa'om, but it's not. He was so troubled with this Ramban because the Rav followed the Ramban. He thought the Ramban was so right. But the Ramban seems to say Pshuto, the Pshuto on the Ramban is that Sfira Sa'om is a mitzvah seishal lo azman grama. What's the machlokas? Is it Zman Grama? Is it Lo Zman Grama? The Chor, the Machlokis, is this very Nakuda. The Ramam Lishitasa, the Ramam says, Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah say Shazman Grama because it's dependent primarily on time, on the Zman of Tezayim Ben Isid. Even though it's also, there's a Tanai that it has to be Roy to bring the Omer, but fundamentally it's a mitzvah that's dependent on time. So it's dependent on time, it's Zman Grama. And if it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, then Noshim are going to be Peturos. The Ramam is Poshit. I mean, he's really smooth. The question is, what is the Ramban hold? What is the Ramban hold? Why is Sfira Sa'omer mitzvah say shalom azman grama? So you'd think the Ramban takes the other approach. He follows the Balei Tosfos, that Sfira Sa'omer is not linked to the Zman, it's linked to the carbon. So it's not Zman grama. It's perfect, right? So it's perfect in the Ramban. Yeah, but the problem is, it still is linked to time. You don't do the mitzvah a whole year, you do it just 50 days of the year. So even though it's linked to the carbon, why shouldn't it be Zman Grama? That is Zman Grama. Right? The carbon isn't brought every day of the year, any day that you want. Right? It's not like Mora Avaim Prikotina that could be Shayach to any day of the year. Sfira Sa'omer is Shayach to the 50 days that come after the carbon Ha'omer. You bring the carbon Ha'omer only on Tezayim Ben Nisan, so why is it not Zman Grama according to Ramban? I hear, he says that it's dependent on the carbon, but the carbon itself is dependent on Zman. So why should it not be called Zman Grama if the carbon is dependent on Zman? So Lechora, what the Ramban might be suggesting is that this Klal, the term Mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama is reserved for mitzvahs that are linked directly to time. Even a mitzvah that only applies at certain times is not a Mitzvah Sei Shazman Grama if it's not directly linked to time, if it's only indirectly linked to time, if it's linked to something else which in turn is dependent on a certain time. That's not Zman Grama. Zman Grama means it has to be directly linked to time. And that's exactly what the Ramban is saying. That since Sfira Sa'omer is linked directly to the carbon and not to time, so then it's called a mitzvah seh shalo azman grama. This idea that a mitzvah seh shazman grama has to be linked directly to time, this is known as the yisod of the Turei Evin. Turei Evin in the Meseches Megillah. Turei Evin in Meseches Megillah is mechadesh this idea. Where, in what context? He's talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim. Mishnayos and Bikurim, at the end of Seder Zeroim, the Mishnah Bikurim on page 7, Apotropos ve'ashliach ve'ha'eved ve'ha'isha ve'tumtum androgynous mevi'im ve'lo korim. The Mishnah says that Noshim bring Bikurim, but they don't read the Parsha of Mikra Bikurim. You know, Bikurim is composed of two elements, the mitzvah of Bikurim. It's composed of Havas Bikurim and Kriyas HaParsha. You have to read the Parsha. Parsha's Kisava. Right? He got it the ayom, you come to the Kohen, got it to Hashem Elokecha, givasi el'aretz, etc. Ram Yovid Ovi, as we know. So says the Mishnah, Noshim bring Bikurim, but they don't read the Parsha. She'enin yecholon lomar asher nasata li Hashem. They can't say, Ho'adoma asher nasata li Hashem. They don't have a chelik of the karka of Eretz Yisrael. They don't get a chelik in the land. So they don't get a chelik in the land. They can't say, Ho'adoma asher nasata li Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give them a chelik. So since they can't say those words, they can't read the Parsha, but they can bring the Bikurim. So comes the Mishnah and says, Noshim achayavos in havas Bikurim, but they're not chayavos in kriyas haparsha. So at first glance, you'd assume Bikur must be a mitzvah say shalom azman gamla. Because if nashim achayavos, it can't be zman gamla, because mitzvah say shazman gamla nashim apturos. And yet, you just turn the page of Mishnayos and Bikurim. You know, if you're doing a Mishnah Yomis, so you'll take, it might take you a day or two, but you turn the page to page 8 in the packet, to Mishnah Vav. It won't take you a day or two, it'll take you until the next day. Right? The Mishnah, and the Mishnah Vav, it says, Me'atzeres v'ad achag mevi v'korei, min achag v'ad chanukah mevi v'eino korei. When it comes to Bikurim, there are three time zones, if you will. Right? Three different time periods. We don't start bringing Bikurim until Shavuos. We first bring the Shtei Alechem in the Beis HaMikdash. The Shtei Alechem are referred to as Bikurim. Shavuos is called B'yom HaBikurim. Why is it called B'yom HaBikurim? It's the day, the Yom Tov, that we start to bring Bikurim. You're bringing the Bikurim of Shtei Alechem. That's the first carbon. It's the first carbon that comes in the Beis HaMikdash from the Chodosh. Right? The carbon homer is matter Chodosh outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And Chodosh, the new Tvua, is mutter inside the Beis HaMikdash with the Shtei Alechem. And then once you bring the Shtei Alechem, that's the Bikurim. That's the first of the Tvua Chodosh that you bring in the Beis HaMikdash. And after that, then we bring the Bikurim, what we call Bikurim, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, the Shiva Saminim, the first of the fruits. So until you bring the Shtei Alechem, you're not going to bring Bikurim at all. There's no Havas Bikurim. Then from Shavuos until Sukkot, you can bring Bikurim, and you read the Parsha as well. Comes the Mishnah and says, after Sukkot, Minachag v'ad Chanukah, this is one of the places that Chanukah is mentioned in Mishnayos, one of the few places. Right? The halachas of Chanukah are not found in the Mishnayos. But the term Chanukah is there. This is one place. And there's a Mishnah in Bava Kama relating to Chanukah also. For now, it's interesting. A couple of places where the term Chanukah does appear. So from Sukkot to Chanukah, the Mishnah says, maybe Ve'enokar, you bring Bikurim, but you don't read the Parsha. Why not? Why not? So the rule is you can't read the Parsha if there's something in the Parsha that says that it's not relevant at this time or to this person. Like a woman. A woman can't read the Parsha because she can't say, Adam Hashem Asata Li Hashem. So similarly, since the Pasuk in Parsha's Gizela says, V'samachta B'chol HaTov, that's not part of what you read, but V'samachta B'chol HaTov, be happy with everything Hashem has given you. So from that we learn that Kriyas HaParsha can only be B'zman Simcha. So Zman Simcha Seinu, the Sukkot is the Chag HaOsim, the Chag that you're bringing in all of your harvest. So you're happy at that time. That's the end of the Zman Simcha. That doesn't mean when we come back to Yeshiva after Sukkot, we're not happy, but I'll pidin. It's not a Zman of Simcha. We could be overjoyed to be learning Torah together. Halavai, we should learn Torah without masks and without the social distancing. Yeah. Mitzvah Shem. Soon. Karov Mamish. But it's not a Zman Simcha al pidin after Sukkot. So because it's not a Zman of Simcha, that's why we're not going to be Koreas HaParsha. What's more, after Chanukah, we start bringing Bikurim all together. Turi Evan quotes that. That's not in the Mishnah. Turi Evan says, there in page 9, that after Chanukah, we start bringing Bikurim. It's a Sifrei. Quoted in the second parak of Psachim. It's Pasuk says, Asher Tovi Me'artzecha, bring the Shiva Seminim Me'artzecha, Kol Zman Shemetsuyen Al Pnei Artzecha. Shalokalu l'chayim min asodeh. That it's, if as long as the chaya and the sodeh still have the fruits, so then you bring the Bikurim up to the Beis HaMikdash. But once it's kalu l'chayim min asodeh, so then you don't bring the Bikurim up. So after Chanukah, the fruits are eaten up or ruined or rotten or whatever. They're not in the sodeh anymore. So then the mitzvah of Bikurim is over. Three time periods. Before the Shtei Lechem, before Shavuos, you don't bring Bikurim at all. Between Shavuos and Sukkot, we bring Bikurim, but we don't read the parasha of Bikurim. Between Shavuos and Sukkot, we bring Bikurim and we read the Parsha. Between Sukkot and Chanukah, we bring Bikurim, but we don't read the Parsha. It's not as much of Simcha. And after Chanukah, it's not found for the Chayim in the fields, so then we stop bringing Bikurim completely. So Frekta Turi Evan, why are Nashim, Chayavas, and Avnas Bikurim? Okay, they don't read the Parsha. They can't say Adam Hashem, Asatli Hashem, but they bring Bikurim. It's like a mitzvah, say Shazman Grama. It's dependent on time, because you see all these time periods in Bikurim. So like, what's... If it's man gromas, how can Noshim be chayavas? It's the pella, pella effect the Turi Evan. Says the Turi Evan, this is not what we call a mitzvah sasei shazman groma. It doesn't fall under the rubric. Elamayis loch lemeimer, he says, lomikri mitzvah sasei shazman groma, elamitzvah shenanoig b'chol zman mitzad atzmo. It has to be zman groma because the mitzvah is shayach to zman. It only, the mitzvah can only apply in that zman. Mitzad atzmo, from the essence of the mitzvah. Ke mitzvah sheyesh yomim miuchodim lemitzvosam, like certain mitzvahs that are only shayach to certain times. Certain times of the year. Matzah is zman groma. Okay, noshim achayavos for a different reason, because the chayav and chametz, but technically speaking, it is zman groma. Shofar and lulav, dependent on a certain time of the year. Mitzaratzma. The mitzvah is only shayach to a certain time. Inami sheno noeg balelos elabiyamim lechud. If it's, there's some kind of xeris akosim, it's only noeg bayom and not balayla, that's zman groma also, because mitzaratzma, the mitzvah is only noeg at a certain time. אבל הודם מן חנקה ואילך אין הזמן עבור, אין מצד עצמן של היומים, שגורמן שאין עוד בני עבור, אלא דובר אחר גורם להן. That's the yisob. If it's just a gorem study, if there's an indirect link to zman, that's not called zman groma. The mitzvah is not zman groma. The mitzvah is linked to something else. That other item is linked to the zman. That's not a mitzvah say isha zman groma. Dover acha gorem lahem shem to the mitzvah in apnei asoda, etc. So that's why it's not called Zman Groma. Comes the Sefer Divrei Yechezkel and a group of other Achronim, and they want to suggest that's the Yesod of the Ramban as well. Why does the Ramban hold Sfira Sa'omer is a mitzvah say Shalom as Zman Groma? Because he holds like the Balei Tosfos. He holds like the Balei Tosfos that Sfira Sa'omer is linked directly to the Korban. It's not linked directly to Zman. It's not like it's linked directly to Zman, but there's just a Tanai, you need Roy to bring the Korban, potential to be the carbon. No, it's linked directly to the carbon. So if it's linked directly to the carbon, that's not called Zman Groma. Aye, but the carbon is linked to Zman, that doesn't matter. But Sfira Sa'omer itself is not linked directly to the Zman. So it's not linked directly to the Zman. It's only indirectly linked to the Zman through the carbon. That's called the Mitzvah Seh Shaloh Zman Groma. This is what some of the Achronim wanted to suggest within the Rabban. A number of years ago, someone pointed out that the Maram Chalava, the Tshuvas Maram Chalava, quoted by the Shitas HaKadmonim at the end of Bava Kama. This is a separate Sefer. You know, now they have a Kovetz Mefarshim, so they have a lot of the Rishonim, even the, you know, not the standard Rishonim, they put it in the Kovetz, but it used to be that if you wanted all the unstandard Rishonim, you had to go to the Shitas HaKadmonim. It was like a red Sefer. When we learned Bava Kama, people used to carry around the Shitas HaKadmonim. So they have Rabbeinu Moshe Chalava. That's the Maram Chalava that we're so familiar with in Psochim. So apparently he has tshuvas too. So they have his tshuvas at the end of Bava Kama. I don't know who found this particular tshuvas Maram Chalava. But it's a fine. This is mamash a collector's item. When you're online in the calf the next time, when they allow you to stay online in the calf. So tell this to the guy in back of you. Did you hear the Maram Chalava at the end of Bava Kama? This is mamash a collector's item. He quotes the Ramban. A Ramban kosa the Sfira Sa'omer Noshim Chayavas Bo V'Cheniker the Lo Mematina Nela Sheazman Grama. Who Sfira Sa'omer Engorim Lo Hazman Ela Hamaisa Dahinu Akrova Sa'omer. The Akrova Sa'omer is Gorim the Mitzvah of Sfira Sa'omer, not the Zman. He says, V'Avo Bisha Omer Toli Bizman. Even though the Omer itself, the Korban itself, is Toli Bizman. Mikol Mokom Hamispar Eino Toli El B'Maisa HaAkrova V'Lo Hazman Grama. Of course, Sfira Sa'omer is dependent on this man, but it's only indirectly linked to this man. It's linked through the carbon. It's connected to the Maisa HaKrovas HaKorban, not really to this man. So if it's only indirectly linked to this man, that's called the Mitzvah Seh Shaloh Hazman Groma. He connects this to other things, to Birchas HaMazon. We'll leave that out for now. But that's the Yisod. Maram Chalav has that Yisod. This is what the Achronim suggest within the Ramban, but it was said earlier by one of the Rishonim. So this is a beautiful nafkemina to the shaila, to the machlokas of Rishonim, where the Sfira Sa'omer Bizman Hazeh is linked directly to the Zman, or it's linked to the Korban. The Ramban doesn't talk about whether Sfira Sa'omer is the Raisa of the Rabbanim, but presumably he'd hold like the Balei Tosfos, he'd say that it has to be the Rabbanim. If it's linked directly to the Korban, only indirectly linked to the Zman, then the stomach of the Ramban would have to go the full 9 yards. He'd have to pass them like the Balei Tosfos and say that it's really, it's only a mitzvah of the Rabbanim, Bizman Hazeh. As opposed to the Rambam, who says that it is Zman Grom, it's linked directly to the Zman. That's precisely why the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah deraisa b'zman hazeh. That's why he says that Noshim are going to be pturos from the mitzvah. What's another nafkamina? Another nafkamina with the Sphira Salmer deraisa the Rabbanim b'zman hazeh. I mean, this nafkamina is not a nafkamina within the Raisa the Rabbanan. It's a nafkamina in how you understand the nature of the mitzvah. Is it linked directly to the Zman? Is it not linked directly to the Zman? But what's a nafkamina, whether it's the Raisa the Rabbanan? So there are several nafkamina. I just want to talk about one of them today, and then Mitzvah Shem on Sunday we'll get to some of the others. What's the most basic nafkamina? Whenever you have a shayla about a particular mitzvah, is it the Raisa the Rabbanan? What's the nafkamina that comes to mind immediately? Shalom. Sofek. That's a case of Sofek is the first nafkamina that you would think of. So here in Sfiras HaOmer, Sofek does play a role as well. That's the Rush that I asked you to see. At the Rush quotes the Ri, he alludes to the fact that Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbana, like the Rove Mefarshim at the Ran quotes, but he says a lot more. Let's see this Rush inside. Rush at the very end of Pesachim. Rush and Simon them. The Chiyechi, the mitzvah lemin the yomi mitzvah lemin the shavua. The Amr Abai mitzvah lemin the yomi mitzvah lemin the shavua. Rabbanan the Beravashi mani yomi mani shavua. Amemer mani yomi v'lo mani shavua yomer zech lemigdashu. He quotes the whole Gemara. What does he quote the whole Gemara? We pass it like the Rabbana de Be'er Avashi and Abaye. So the answer is he quotes the whole Gemara because Amemer says Zeich LeMikdash, and he assumes the other Amorayim agree that it's a Zeich LeMikdash. It's a the Rabbana. So he quotes the whole Gemara that you understand that everyone agrees it's a Zeich LeMikdash. Who pirish ri the nira the suffik hashech ha'yochel levarei v'insarach lahamtin at shevada laila kevin the habi sveka the Rabbana. Says the Rosh b'shem the ri. That in Sofek Chashecha during a time of Ben Hashmoshes, he thinks that you can make a bracha, and count Sfira. You don't have to wait until Tseisa Kol Chavim, till Vaday Laila, because the whole mitzvah is only a Sveka Drabbanan Bezman Hazeh. Clearly, he assumes it's a Zeich LeMikdash, it's a Sveka Drabbanan Lekulei Alma, even if it's a Takana Drabbanan, but it's only Drabbanan, so they have a Sveka Drabbanan Lekulei, it's okay. The Ode adds the Re. Not only does he say it's Mutter, he says it's Odif. Odif? The od near the odif tfei samach lachashecha mishum tumimos. That's an einfach. That's a chash. Comes the Ri and says, not only do I hold that you can count sfira and make a bracha during ben hashmoshes, because sveka drabbanan lekula. If sfira sam is only drabbanan, so then even during ben hashmoshes, even though it's only a time of safek, you can do the mitzvah, and then you'll have a safek if you fulfill the mitzvah. If you make the bracha and count during Ben Hashmashah, so then you don't even know for sure that you're Makayan the mitzvah, because it's only Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. But Sveket Rabban Lekula now tells me that I don't have to do the mitzvah again. But says the Ri, not only can you count during Ben Hashmashah, I think it's even better. Because we know that Sfira Som has to be Tumimos. Sheva Shabbos is Tumimos to Hiena. It has to be a complete count. So says the Ri, it's Odiv Tfei to count during Ben Hashmashah, Samach Lachashecha, because it'll be even more Tumimos. It'll be even more tenuous. That is quite an interesting chiddush. So clearly, the Ri assumes Sfira Salmer is only the Rabban. Right? That's clear. That's why he's mekel b'makom sofek. But this extra nakuda that he says that it's better to count during Ben Hashmashos because it'll be more tenuous, the Ran is not convinced of that chiddush. The Ran says that's not what tenuous means. Tumimos doesn't require you to count at the beginning of the night. Tumimos only requires you to count when? At night. Right? To count at night as opposed to counting only by day. But there's no way you need to count at the very beginning of the night. What, you got to stop learning and count right then? You have to stop eating and count right then? You have to stop what? There's no Indian. Who says there's an Indian to do that, he says. That's not the Indian of Tumimos. The Ran quotes the Gemara Menachos. It's not his own invention. The Ran on Chav Ches Amud Aleph. He quotes this shita that Tzvirus Omer is only the Rabbanan, and based on that, he says, Lefika Chomer Betosis, the Kevin Demid Rabbanan, he tov lisper biyam rishon besafik chashecha, kadeshiyu sheva shabbosos tumimos legamri. Now, interesting, he says, tov lisper biyom rishon besafik chashecha. He emphasizes that the first day you really should count during Ben Hashmashas, because then most, the maximum of the Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos are going to be, so to speak, counted. Right? The whole time is going to be a counted time. He focuses on Yom Rishon. The Rosh didn't mention Yom Rishon per se. Interesting. So the Ran disagrees, but just picking up on the second point of Tmimos, we'll get to the other point later. The Imishum Tmimos, what, in order to have Tmimos, Ein Lahachme B'Tmimos B'Zman Ezer Shehu Midrabanam, famous Sphere Daraisa. Why being machmir more by Sphere Samer the Rabbanan than by Sphere Samer the Raisa? Bizman Shabbos Amidash Kaim and Sphere Samer was still a mitzvah deraisa. You couldn't count during Ben Hashmashas. You couldn't count during Ben Hashmashas because Sveka deraisa Lachuma tells me that you'd have to count again. So you can't be yotzi during Ben Hashmashas. So it turns out that Bizman Shabbos Amidash Kaim, you couldn't have a full Tmimos. So why should Tmimos be more chomer nowadays that it's only the Rabbanan? Now you have the opportunity to count during Ben Hashmashos. So now we're going to be mechayev you because of Tmimos to count during Ben Hashmashos dafka? Bizman Shabbos Amidash Kaim, you couldn't count during Ben Hashmashos because then you'd have a suffix if you were yotze the mitzvah, you have to do it again. So then no one counted during Ben Hashmashos. So how can you invent this new din of Tmimos that it's better to count during Ben Hashmashos because then more of the day will be counted? As long as you count at night, that's called Tmimos. That's what the Gemara Menachos says. Gemara in Source 1 again. Tamaloma Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos Tiena Emosay Atamotze Sheva Shabbosos Tmimos. When is it Tmimos? Bizman she'atamas chelimnos mi ba'erev. When you start counting at night, as opposed to when? As opposed to by day. That's Tmimos. Tmimos means that the day is divided into two parts. There's night and day. So if you're only going to count by day, then half of the day is not counted. Not half in terms of the number of hours, but if the day is composed of two elements, then a chelik of the day is not counted. So that's what Tmimos is telling me. Chazal understood that that's this extra halach of Tmimos. We'll see, maybe there are some Rishonim, maybe some Gaonim, have extra principles that they learn from Tmimos. Skipping, missing days and other things. Okay, we'll get to that. But the basic halach of Tmimos when it comes to the sphere of the day, says the Gemara, is that you should count at night and not just by day. Make sure that both parts of the day are counted. Both the night and the day. If you only count by day, so then the night is not counted. But there's no inyan to count as early as possible in the night. Just like there would be no inyan to count at the beginning of the day either. You can't, if you could count by day, so then you could count at 9 o'clock in the morning also. You don't have to get up for the Nates minyan to count Sviya Soma. The key is to count at night, not just by day, so that the whole, that both chalokim of the day are counted, but there's no inyan to count at the beginning of the day. So this second chiddush of the Ri, the Ran is not makabel. He says that's a very difficult chiddush. To say that it's better to count during Ben Hashmashos, that's very difficult. But to say that if Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbanan, which the Ran concedes is the Shita of Rav Mefarshim, so then to claim that you, okay, if you hold Sfiras HaOmer, it's only the Rabbanan, so then you can count Ben Hashmashos, so that the Ran agrees with that. According to this Shita, then you should be able to count during Ben Hashmashos. At first glance, you should be able to count. We'll see on Sunday that the Ran actually argues with that too. He says it's better not to do that. But not fundamentally. Not because Ben Hashmashos is a time... Okay, not because... you know what, let's just leave that for Sunday. Right? There actually are two reasons why someone could claim that it's better not to count during Ben Hashmashos. The Ri says it's better to count during Ben Hashmashos because of Tmimos. And now that it's Sveika Rabbanan Lekula, you're allowed to count during Ben Hashmashos. So others can disagree and say that maybe you're not allowed to count during Ben Hashmashos. Maybe you're not allowed to count during Ben Hashmashos. Obviously, the simplest way to argue is to go like the Rambam. If you hold Sviya Soma Deraisa, Sveika Deraisa Lechumer, you can't count during Ben Hashmashos. Mitzvah Shem Sunday, we'll see what the Rambam says. The Ran says, even if Rova Mefarshim are right that Sfiras Omer is only the Rabbanan, I'll still give you a reason why you really shouldn't be counting during the time of Ben Hashmashas. It's not just that it's not Adif to count during Ben Hashmashas, you really shouldn't be counting during Ben Hashmashas. For a reason that we're going to discuss in great detail in Mitzvah Shem on Sunday. Okay, with this we'll conclude the Gemara, Chelik of the Shir, just like to add a brief thought from the time.